Just a moment, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir, for the record, could you please state your name and your agency number for us?
My DOC number is 243-202.
And could you state the full name, sir?
Randall Allen Lewis.
Okay, so
Junior.
Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Miller. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's on board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Lewis, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay. Sir, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or you can hire a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in, okay? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, Mr. Lewis, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether you violate the terms and conditions of your community supervision. Phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is true or false, or you can either take the fifth, sir, because I see that you do have a booking number and a departmental report number on here. And so anything you say, these hearings are tape recorded, and an attorney can at any time ask to have these recordings subpoenaed into court and be used against you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by you damaging property belonging to another person without permission on June 14, 2018 in Maricopa County. So is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
The charges were not filed.
Okay, so is that allegation, it's not about the charges being filed, but is the allegation true, false, or you like to take the fifth?
I guess it's true.
Okay. Okay, so the second allegation on the wrong station violates the Arizona condition of supervision number 5 is demonstrated by you knowingly entering or remaining unlawful on property of another without permission on or by June 14, 2018. Is it true, false, or would you like to take the fifth, sir?
I guess it's true, yeah.
Okay. So based on the admission of Mr. Lewis, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent and violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may not have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Condones. Agreed, Mr. Miller. So we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether you revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, Mr. Lewis, with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come to you and get any additional information that you'd like to present to the board and go over some information with them, sir, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On April 9, 2018, Mr. Lewis was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. This was on June 14th, 2018 by Phoenix PD, and we found the charge of criminal damage and misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass. Bulls Bank was in custody June 22nd, 2018, with projected full supervision end date of July 8th, 2018, 07 days. Current conviction, 2013, theft means of transportation, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 2009, unlawful use of means of transportation, 2 counts, each for 2 years, 3 months. 2009, flight with a motor vehicle, 2 years, 3 months. 2013, theft means of transportation, 7 years. 2013, conducting a chop shop, 5 years. This is his second term in DOC, senior high school 3-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score has not been rated. There is no dating information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2010, TIS release of salary, 244 days, revoked by the POVC. These disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 1999, assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2001, robbery, Oregon, felony conviction, probation. 2002, assault with deadly weapon, Florida, disposition unknown. 2003, means of transportation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2004, theft means of transportation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2009, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2018, miscellaneous felony and misdemeanor, Arizona, criminal charges. This period was scored as G5E6. Ideal status of charges from parole officer Fleisch and dated July 9th, 2018. That states offender Lewis 243202 was arrested on June 14th, 2018 by Fain Speedy for criminal damage and criminal trespass. Currently, the case was sent back to the county attorney's office, back to Phoenix PD for more information. The case is still open and the offender is still pending charges.
Thank you, Mr. Weston. Okay, so I see that you were released on April 9th of 2018, and when you were released from prison, you were approved to reside in Beaver, located in 2501 West Elm Street, and you didn't have any other address prior to the approval to arrest. And then on April 9th, they referred you to some job programs. Were you working during that period of time?
Yes, sir. I was working at Shamrock Farms.
Okay.
On 27th Avenue in Jacinto.
So you working there at the time you were arrested, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it says that on April 9th, you were referred to task, your color was lying, you were responsible for 4 UAs. April 12th, you had a negative. April 18th, you were negative. Then May 17th, no sample was collected. Then May 18th, it was negative. You were referred to the ICBM program, and you were unable to complete the program because you were arrested. So why didn't you get a UA on May 17th? What happened?
That day I was working all night and I never got the chance to go down there and drop a UA that day, but the next day I seen my parole officer and he said just go down there the following that day and take the UA. So I did take the UA, but it was the following day. It was the day after.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what happened on this incident, sir? Did you start a fire inside of the subway or what?
No, sir. There was a window that got broke, and that's where it all stems from. It was a window at a subway, restaurant. And they charged me with the criminal damage, an F5, and one count of criminal trespass in the third degree, a misdemeanor. And I contacted my lawyer, and the charges were not filed.
Okay, so why did you break the window?
Would I have to answer that question?
So you certainly don't have the right to not answer any questions if you don't want to.
No. I just don't want to because I haven't went to court on it.
Okay. All right, sir. So I'm not going to ask you any more questions regarding either of these allegations, then, sir. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All smoking methamphetamine, which caused him to basically have this reaction at this incident. This is the only incident that he had been in. He has a release date, it looks like July 8th of 2019, is that right?
I believe so.
July 8th, 2019.
Okay. I do understand that the situation that Mr. Lewis is in, but according to this report, he did relapse and start doing methamphetamine, which caused this. At the time, he was allegedly involved in this incident. He was allegedly on methamphetamine at the time. So based on the information contained in the 12018W1784, and because of looking at the information that Mr. Lewis does have a past of being involved in fights or assaults of life from the law enforcement, I am thinking that although he does have a little over 9 years left on his community supervision, that he has released date of July 18th of 2019. I think it's based on the information of the warrant that Mr. Lewis wouldn't be suitable for community release at this time. However, that's my opinion. I'm going to listen to Mr. Lewis and my colleagues. And therefore, I am going to make a motion to move the revoke to the community supervision of Mr. Lewis, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapse, about to lapse, and criminal into criminal ways of company. By name, he did get a loan application with law enforcement and had law enforcement contact when according to the warrant, and as in the warrant, he admitted to using methamphetamine. So that will be my motion at this time.
Second.
We put a motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal, agreed, Mr. Cablonis, agreed by the right. Okay, Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, sir, we're voting to revoke the community supervision. You can hear the conversation that will take place. You will be released on July 8th. 2019. During this time, so you won't be on any parole or community supervision, you won't have to report to a parole officer. I do want to thank you, sir, for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Lewis.
Just one more question. Do you guys have any recollection of the charges not filed on the criminal damage and the criminal trespassing?
Okay, sir, according to the information that we received on the parole officer, Mr. Westley, sir, the case was sent back to the PD and it was still pending.
My lawyer said that the charges were not filed.
Okay, they weren't filed. The report was sent back to the Phoenix Police Department and talking to the parole officer. The case is still pending, so we don't know whether the charges are going to be filed or not.
Okay.
All righty. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you guys for your time.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Please put the supervisor back on the phone,
sir. I see you on back on the phone, sir.
Okay, hold on really quick. I got to go grab him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.